Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Katie Shahan, with the Home Cringe Show. And I have a special guest in the show today, and we'll get to that in just a second. So the Home Cringe Show is where we go from oh no to okay when it talks about home ownership moments. And we try and prevent things. We give advice about how to better take care of your house, how to prevent things from going really bad, and oh no, and how to make it a more enjoyable experience. So you can catch us on Facebook. We also did a live LinkedIn today. So message us if you have a home cringe moment, and maybe we'll air it on the show. Today we have our special guest, Philip Anthony. And Philip is the host of the Downright Upright Show here at AM 950 Radio.
Yes.
Hey, Philip.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm so excited. So today our format is going to be a little bit different. Usually we have a professional come on and they give us tips. And earlier we had Donnie from Brushed Monkey talk about painting and plaster work and kind of just how to enjoy your home more and get more of a zen feeling in your house. So we're going to piggyback off of Donnie's wonderful stories and home cringe moments. But Philip has some interesting cringe moments as well. So we're going to hear from him. But first, since he's the host of a new radio show, he's had a podcast for a while, right, Philip?
Almost 2 years, I think.
2 years of podcasting. Okay. So you got some good content.
Yes. But now it's going to be on the radio like your show is.
And when is it?
It's Saturdays at 5 p.m. It's going to be a block of LGBT shows, and I'm closing out the block. So I'm so excited about this. It's going to be four shows. It's going to start with the This Queer Book and Gaily show. Then it goes to the a Pride show. And then it goes – a Pride Amplified, I believe it's called. And then LE 2.0 and then me.
Wow. And how long is your show?
An hour.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
And if I had my druthers, it would be 8 hours. But no, just kidding. No. You don't want to hear me talk for 8 hours. No.
Oh, I love hearing you talk.
Oh, thank you. I love her. She's the best.
Oh, okay. So we want our Home Cringe listeners to learn a little bit more about you. So we play this game on our show called Fast Pitch, where I ask you as many questions as I can in about 1 minute.
It's so, like a lightning round.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to get started. And usually I ask my pros questions about like what kind of services they do, but I've got a whole new set of questions for you.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start with the easy ones. What is your favorite pastry?
I love Napoleon's.
What?
It's a French pastry.
But you're taller than he was.
Not the guy, silly.
Oh, yeah. No. I forgot. That's a big good.
It's like a flaky pastry with French cream in between. Have you ever eaten it?
I've seen it on those cooking shows that are really fancy.
Oh, my God. You have to try it.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Do you have a favorite store that you get them at?
Yeah. Cassetta's. I'm plugging the I'm plugging this restaurant, bakery, and pizzeria for it's in St. Paul.
Oh, it's by Xcel Energy Center?
I believe so. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So if I'm in the mood for Napoleon, I can go to St. Paul.
Yeah, St. Paul and get your Napoleons.
Perfect. And have you ever been on the radio before the Downright Upright Show?
On the radio?
Or a podcast?
Yeah, I've been on podcasts. Yeah, okay. I have. And I have been on the radio. Yeah, but other people's shows. Yeah.
So I went to an event with you and I felt like I was with a celebrity. And I feel like you know a lot of people here in the Twin Cities. Who is probably the most famous person you know?
Local person?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people. I love Brett Johnson.
Oh, yes. You know, he is a celebrity.
Don't count me as a celebrity.
Well, you are. My goodness. He's so humble.
You know?
Like, he won't talk about – like, he had so many years that – even before I had my show, he had a show. And he was with Coolican. What's his first name?
Yeah, Brett? Patrick Coolican.
Patrick Coolican. Yep. Thank you. And what a great show. And he does it still on Wednesdays, right, Brett?
Yeah, Tuesdays. Yeah.
Oh, Tuesday. Sorry. Yep. Okay. Yeah, every Tuesday. And I was on Matt McNeil's show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was on Ellie's show. I was on Kelly Wagner's show, Being Curious.
Wow.
What else have I been on, Brett? I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Have you been on with Laura Hedlund's show?
No.
We'll get you on that one.
She was on mine. Yeah. And yeah.
So just so our listeners know, we record in a studio and sometimes, and we had a really fun experience not too long ago. And the reason why I think Brett Johnson, our producer, is a celebrity is because every now and then pests can enter our realm of where we live. And Philip, you want to explain what happened?
Oh, boy. Well, I thought it was fake.
Like, I thought it was fake.
Well, you said it was fake, so I'm agreeing with you because, like, you know, I don't, you know, what the hell do I know, you know? But, yeah, we saw a creature.
A creature.
From the Black Lagoon.
My favorite was Philip was sitting in a chair, and this slithery creature wasn't very far away from him. So when I went to go sit in the chair to film our show now, I thought he planted a fake pest.
Would I do that to you? Come on.
But
I'm so nice.
We have a hero, and he's near to our hearts. And Mr. Brett Johnson,
yay,
picked it up.
Good job, Brett.
Nothing but a paper towel, and set it free outside to go back to the swamp.
Do you have any words to say, Brett?
Well, probably more than the snake's going to have to say, since we released him outside.
But any man who can help us overcome our fear of pests is a celebrity in my mind.
But see, I wasn't afraid. I'll tell you why. Because my husband told me that all the snakes in Minnesota are not venomous.
I get that, but they move.
Yeah, so what? They don't do anything to you.
He says so what now, but you should have seen him a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, but when I was in Arizona, I saw what do they call those?
Rattlesnake?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They do. They rattle.
I heard it goes, tss. No, thank you.
I love it. All right. So here on the Home Cringe Show, we do like to talk about cringy moments in home ownership other than creatures in our house that we would prefer to live somewhere else. And so, Philip, tell me a little bit about your issue with the sump pump that happened not too long ago.
Yeah. So I had an old sump pump that came with the house when I purchased the house.
And a sump pump is something that is in the basement.
Yeah, you know, it's like vacuums out the water that can infiltrate your basement. So apparently, I didn't know, you have to put like distilled water in this thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and I apparently didn't do that. So it wasn't working. And there's also a battery, like a car battery attached to it.
Okay.
And I think that was malfunctioned. So it was just like everything happening all at once kind of thing.
So note to our homeowners, if you see some mysterious apparatus in the floor of your basement that might have a car battery attached, that could be your sump pump, and you should Google or search the internet on how to take care of it.
Yeah, definitely. Because, so I had at the time, mm-hmm, I had indoor-outdoor carpeting in that basement, which I don't know why people have carpeting in their basement. But, hey, you know, I'm just me. But, and I started sloshing.
Oh, when
you're
walking?
I'm like, uh-oh, something's – yeah.
Barefoot?
Something's happening here. We have a swamp situation. So I called up someone to come rip the carpeting out and to put a new sump pump. And, yeah, all the carpeting got ripped out.
And,
it was a mess.
Your drywall was okay, though? It didn't get super high?
Well, we have – how to explain it? So there's like these little wooden – things, and then comes the drywall.
Yeah, the trim.
Thank you.
Yes.
So this is why you have the Home Cringe Show and I have the Downright Upright Show, because I don't know much about
the wood thing. Yes.
The wood thing.
Behind the wood things is more drywall.
Drywall. Yes, it is. Exactly. So, but that wood thing protected the drywall.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
And so we just then we had to buy purchase floor fans to dry the carpeting
to prevent any mold and
to get the mold. Yeah.
So did you get new carpeting or is it now?
Now it's tile.
Oh, tile.
Yeah, my husband and his father came over and put in ceramic tile, but these big giant ones like
a foot by a foot.
Is that?
I don't know.
No.
I'm just saying stuff.
I don't know, like that. So that's a foot. That could be a foot and a half, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Take your word for it.
And they're beige.
Ooh.
Everything's beige. So exciting. And but serves the purpose.
Yes.
You know, because if there's water there again, it won't affect it.
Did you learn how to take care of your sump pump? So, like, when you got it replaced, did the people who replaced it, did they offer any kind of warranties or did they offer – do you remember?
Yeah, no. We purchased it and then we read the manual, you know, the upkeep, how to keep – you know, make sure it doesn't –
Did you install it? Did your husband install it?
He did.
Nice. Know.
Well, he's very good at everything.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's why you married him.
He's the country mouse and I'm the city mouse. So I don't know very much about a lot of things. Like he hunts. I don't hunt. He can do anything. He put ceiling fans in the house.
Oh, look at that.
Which I would be like electrified if I did that. You know, it would not happen. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So a lesson to our homeowners is, did that happen in the winter or the summer?
The flood? When it had the water? Oh, geez. I think spring.
Yes.
When it started raining a lot.
Spring is where we get our snow melt. And so our ground gets a little saturated and then we get more water. So proper gutters and found erosion control. So making sure the yard slopes away from the house can help a lot with preventing water from intruding into the basement. We did have someone on our submit a home cringe moment where they had sold their house and the new buyers within like a month of owning, the whole basement had collapsed because of
– Collapsed?
Like washed away because of improper – irrigation.
Yeah. That's craziness.
That's crazy. So when we come back after a commercial and talk about your foundation, we're going to talk about all those fun water intrusion techniques to prevent and why sump pumps are great and how we can keep our home owning experience enjoyable and not painful and have cringy moments. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with the Yarlo Home Cringe Show. When it comes to the ever-important task of home maintenance, the struggle to keep everything organized is real. Are you grappling with a jumble of receipts and invoices in that messy drawer of yours? Or perhaps they're scattered through old emails, making it all too easy to lose track? If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. This is Katie Shahan, and I've developed the perfect solution, the Yarlo app. Picture this, an app that sweeps away the chaos and brings order to your home management woes. Yarlo is your free ticket to seamless organization of all things related to home maintenance, improvements, and even those ambitious remodeling projects. With just a few taps, you can effortlessly input receipts and warranty details, ensuring that every piece of vital information is right at your fingertips. I invite you to step into the future of home management. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's YARLOW.
North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up. Roofing, storm damage, and siding. Call the pros at North Face. A hands-on approach. Advice and consulting. Our attention to detail makes the difference. Visit online at NorthFaceConstruction.com. North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up.
If you're an empty nester or looking to downsize, find your solution at Home Apt Realty. We're the downsizing specialists who make your transitions seamless. From discovering the perfect space to selling your current home, we're here for you. Plus, we know how first impressions count. Home Apt can help you update your home before selling, ensuring you get the best value. Don't pay anything until closing. Home Apt Realty, that's HOMAPT.com or call 612-655-2255. 2324 to get started today. Hi, this is Katie Shahan with the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, and I'm here with Rich Kerner, owner of Watts Electric. Rich, tell us a little bit about Watts.
We are a family-owned electrical contractor here in Minnesota, and we can help you with any of your electrical needs, from simple to large, we can do it all.
So how do I get in contact with you?
Send us a text at 763-607-6680. That's best because we might have our hands full, but give us a call too.
Or I can reach you at wattselectricmn.com.
At Kira Home, we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know we neglect. From cleaning your dryer vent, AC unit, refrigerator coil, to providing all your filters, we can take care of your home with our quarterly visits. Additionally, we offer one-time services like air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and AC unit cleaning. Visit our website at kurahome.com. That's K-U-R-A-H-O-M-E.com. Or give us a call, 612-503-4050.
Prepare to revolutionize your home management game with a touch of cutting-edge technology. Do you own a home and love exploring the latest technology? Hi, I'm Katie Shahan, creator of the Yarlo app. Yarlo is a free app that lets you keep track of all your home maintenance improvements and remodeling documents. Add your receipts and warranty information so all your data is at your fingertips. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W. All right, welcome back to the Home Cringe Show. I'm your host, Katie Shahan, where we go from, oh no, to, okay. Thanks to our sponsors like Yarlo and everyone else, all of our home pros for making our show possible. We're back with Philip Anthony from the Downright Upright Show. Hey, Philip.
Hi.
And we just finished a lovely segment about some of our local heroes, as well as sump pumps and irrigation. So, Philip, what part of the Twin Cities do you live in?
I live in Eagan, which is in Dakota County.
Dakota County, gotcha.
Yep.
So, Philip was telling me that not only did he have some water intrusion in the basement, but you're also having some issues with your driveway and your slab.
Every so often I have my driveway, blacktop finished.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call it?
Sure. Yeah.
And there's cracks in the driveway and cracks in the slab in the garage.
Mm.
And I'm like, what's that? And my neighbor was telling me, Philip, this side of the street, everybody has water issues because there's a water table, I think, small water table under the house.
Interesting.
And so, so we have to always fill the cracks. And then that apron, is that what it's called? She told me. I'm cheating because now I know what the word is. Between the slab of the garage and the blacktop, I always seem to see holes in there, and sometimes they're really deep.
So like holes that go all the way through, or just like a little pellet, like chunks taken out.
Literally had to put a whole bucket of sand
through the hole.
Took a whole bucket of sand through there. Yeah.
Wow.
So I hope my house doesn't sink.
I hope that too. That would be terrible.
But my neighbor says, it's been checked out. The previous owner checked it out and said that's just happening on this side of the street,
Interesting. So when it comes to your asphalt driveway, so I'm originally from Colorado and I did not know how to manage a asphalt driveway when I moved to the Twin Cities. How often do you feel like you are filling the cracks in the driveway?
Okay, so like I said, the blacktop people did the crack. The actual cracks they fill in using some tar. Mm-hmm. It looks like tar. I don't know what it is. And then the other.
How often do you do that?
How often do they do that? I would say every 3 years they do it. And then as far as that apron thing I was talking about, I haven't had to put sand in for a while, so I'm good so far. But I did buy a bag of asphalt, the black. Cookie stuff. I sound very professional. Don't on this show. Everybody knows about home improvement, and I'm here
That's why we have the show, is to talk about this.
The cookie stuff.
The black cookies that go under my
crush. It sticks to everything kind of thing. And sometimes I can put that between the apron and the slab, and then it'll last for a few years.
Underneath. Like you pour it down or you're putting it on top of the apron?
Both.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So for our listeners and for Philip, if you're interested, what I've learned is you hire a driveway company, like a blacktop company, to they call it seal coating. So every 3 years in Minnesota is when we seal coat, and that's when they fill in the cracks and they resurface it. And so it looks like really bright, dark black again after it's resealed. And then like 2 years later, it's looking a little less fresh. So
yeah,
that is a practice that if you do have an asphalt driveway, every 3 years you should have it seal coated.
Right.
So one trick that my neighborhood does that I've learned is we live in kind of a cul-de-sac. So if your neighbors are on good terms, or you can even post it on like a Nextdoor app or something, that if you guys all get on the same cycle, there are asphalt companies, blacktop driveway companies in the Twin Cities who will give you a discount if you get more than, I think, two or three people together in the neighborhood, and they can just come and seal coat your driveway all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And they get it. They would do our whole cul-de-sac of, I think it was like five houses in a day. So everybody's stuff is taken care of, and you get a discount. And I love discounts.
Oh, who doesn't? But why is there such a discrepancy in the pricing? For example, like some of these companies, like the one I use is really inexpensive. I think it's because they just do surface stuff. They don't really do the deep filling of cracks and stuff. But I pay like, I think it was like almost $200 to do it.
Yeah.
The one time. There's another company that does it like $800.
Oof.
Was 600. They're all different. Why do you think that is? Is it because some of them do deep filling of cracks and stuff, or they just have a better product, or I don't know?
So I would leave that a great question when you interview professionals. I have never paid more than $250 for my driveway to be seal coated. And I'm guessing it's the how busy they are. So if they're super busy, then sometimes prices can go up, and sometimes it's the quality of the product. So, but I've paid $250 and it lasts for 3 years. And the value of resurfacing your driveway is not only does it look nicer and fresher, but it keeps it lasting longer. So to replace a asphalt driveway, in some of the research I've found, it can cost anywhere between $1,500 to $3,000. So if I seal coat my driveway every 3 years, it can last a lot longer, and I don't have to replace my driveway for 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if I don't seal coat it, I don't know if you've seen, like, sometimes in parking lots, the asphalt is really gray and crumbly.
Yeah, that means it's old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So if you want to keep the value of the house up, like, the first impression of a house sometimes when people are pulling up is the color of your blacktop. So mm-hmm. definitely seal coating is good. My favorite home cringe moment, other than before the commercial break, we talked about someone's whole basement got wiped away because of flooding.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. Another one was a guy in Eden Prairie. His name is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
He was backing out of his driveway. And his apron actually cracked and broke. And so that slab that Philip mentioned between the garage slab and the door comes down. There's like a little cement, maybe like a foot in width before your blacktop starts, or cement, depends. But everybody has what they call an apron that connects the driveway to the garage. And that cracked and opened up, and like he had trouble getting his car out because the tires had fallen in the crack. So mm-hmm. not only did he have issues getting the car out, but then I think someone quoted him. It was all washed away in there, and so they had to rebuild the apron.
Does he have insurance? Hopefully? Home insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it was a big project and definitely costly. So doing.
Yeah, water is the worst enemy to your home.
Yeah.
It really, really is. I mean, everybody worries about tornadoes, you know, the wind and stuff like that. Yeah, that's bad. But, you know, when you're
water's
flooded,
constant.
You're done.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
So, but the fact that you're filling it with sand is great, and that even that you're putting, like, tar asphalt chunks in there, filling it up with something other than sand gives it a little body.
Because the sand, see, I wasn't doing that mm-hmm. before. I was using rocks.
Okay.
Little pebbles, kind of.
Yeah.
And my neighbor's like, Philip, that's no.
Because
the water, because pebbles have spaces. If you, mm-hmm. they don't really stick
Come
like
back.
Close. They don't, yes. That's
so water can still run through it.
Yeah. It's sift. Sift.
Okay. So sand is optimal.
Optimal, because
it builds that compaction and keeps the water away.
I'm so impressed with that my knowledge of these. See, I didn't think I knew much about home improvement, but I guess I do.
Well, I call it home owning because, home improvement a lot of times is like I built a bookshelf. And, that's pretty hard. But home owning, all of us can do it. Right.
Well, the when you own a home, the longer you own it, the more you see what's happening, what's breaking down, what you need to do. Even like eaves in your house, like you learn to build better eaves because when it's raining, if it falls too close to the foundation of your house, that can cause flooding too.
Yes, exactly, and that's why gutters. A lot of homes
gutters,
do not, for some reason, they in. I don't know if it was the 70s or what, but they didn't install a lot of gutters. And so it's not too late. If you have any water intrusion issues, definitely make sure your gutters are clean in the spring and the fall. And then also make sure that that they function properly. And if there are no gutters, you can easily add gutters on or pay somebody to add gutters on because that'll save you a ton of money in the long run with sump pump and water in the basement. And I think there's not a single neighborhood or even family in Minnesota that hasn't been affected by water. Exactly what Philip was saying.
Absolutely. And I have a apple blossom tree near my house. So when fall comes or when the leaves drop, And those white little leaves that very fragrant that the apple blossoms when
they
fall, they're beautiful. Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I make little sachets with them. Yeah. I put because you put them in your bathroom. Bathroom smells nice.
Yeah.
But they go into the gutter and clog it up. And when they get wet, they get like pasty and they stick. So that's another thing, folks out there. Make sure you clean out your gutters if you have. Leave a tree near you or whatever.
Yeah, I used to get the spinners. The
helicopters.
Helicopter leaves. Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. And they shed like twice a year.
Yeah. Because they fly. Even if the tree is far away, it'll just fly into your gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Or what are the cotton things that fly around in Minnesota?
Yeah, cottonwood.
Cottonwood.
Yes.
They go in there.
I had a screened-in porch and my... screened-in porch was just white from all the cottonwoods.
In my neighborhood, it gets really bad sometimes.
Yeah. So they are beautiful. Nature is lovely. But when it comes to homeowning, sometimes it can be a little destructive.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, that kind of wraps up our time here. I know. Oh, and you know so much more about homeowning than you ever even thought.
Yeah, well, I guess I do. And again, I want to just say my show.
Yes.
It's going to be on the radio.
What?
Can you believe this?
I love
Every Saturday at 5 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Yes. And you'll have guests on your show?
Yes. And you're going to be one.
I love that. Perfect.
Yep. We're going to plan it out.
I love it. All right. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the Home Cringe Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. And be on the lookout for Philip's radio show coming here, the Downright Upright Show, and catch it on podcasts anywhere.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you for having me. You're great.